Lights, camera, action. Hi, I am Asikos Yamela, and you're listening to The Chisa Pod. This week, we went behind the scenes with Real Housewife of Durban, Annie Ludic Mtembu, who went into detail about her experience thus far on the reality TV show. This is what she had to say.
Uyazi umzansi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
How are you doing, Annie?
I'm good, man. And how are you doing?
I'm good, good. So let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
Yes. How do you feel being a part of the Real Housewives of Durban?
I'm really excited about it, you know. I think I was a bit anxious when we started, because I'm not the most social of people, you know. So I really just have a very tight circle normally, and I'm just around people that I know. So it was a bit of like a growing experience for me. To like meet new people and be comfortable around them and be able to be myself around new people without feeling self-conscious or anxious. But yeah, I think I really came out of my shell and I've learned a lot about myself.
And when did you know or learn that you'll be part of the cast?
Wow. So there was like a back and forth about this, you know, actually the entire year last year, I think from about February, I had been approached by another production company and we had done some kind of like trial shoots or whatever, I'm not sure, for them to present to channel. And then I think it got given the, I don't know if you call it a tender, got given to Let It Rain. And then they also called me and we chatted, but then it was like quiet. For a while, and then they came back to me literally like a few weeks before they started shooting to say, okay, let's do it, we're on. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, let's do it then, you know.
And how are you feeling shooting during like a pandemic? It must be very difficult having to worry about certain like restrictions, you know. How does it feel?
Yes.
Being on the set,
that, you know, we all get tested, you know, regularly during the filming. So we know, okay, when we're not feeling well, we report it or whatever it is. I'm not that uncomfortable with it. I think that I have a little bit of a, not relaxed per se, but I feel like with this sort of thing, like a pandemic, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. If you were kind of meant to get ill, you're going to get ill, you know. It's by God's will that we do everything, you know. So I just want to give as best as I can under the circumstance, and you know, we follow the guidelines that they get, the show production team has given us, and yeah, we move.
Yeah. And how's the mood on set? Is it like with the other housewives? Who would you say you're close to, more close to?
Okay. So I think the mood on set, I mean, we're all cool. I would say, obviously, you know, there are those few that you feel a little bit more comfortable with, because I don't know everybody, you know, on the same level, because I spent more time with, let's say, Khumotso and Sarisha than I have with Ayanda, you know. So then I'm a little bit more comfortable with them because of the time that we spent together. But I wouldn't say that, you know, there's any kind of we beefing or, you know, whatever happens in the show happens in the show, but not to say that there's something like behind the scenes that was like I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. Did you know any of the ladies before the show?
No, I actually did not.
Okay. So you formed relationships, friendships with the ladies on set, literally there.
Yes, we did. We literally on set.
Okay. And what would you say is the most challenging thing to experience throughout this shooting? Would you say like your privacy, or what would you say is challenging to you?
I think for me personally, it's just getting used to people. You know, because like I said, I'm a little bit socially awkward. I'm shy in the beginning, but I'm actually quite like an outgoing being like, I would say loud, a little bit like abrasive, mischievous person, naturally. So just like kind of shedding off that, is it like a shield that I carried with me previously? I think that that was the most difficult part, because obviously you don't want the person on the other end watching to see like this you reserved, quiet in your space. They don't actually get to know you because you are like hiding, you know, behind your anxiety for people.
And what will you be bringing to the show, like your storyline? What will your storyline be based on?
There's quite a few things that are happening in my life at the moment. I mean, we have my wedding, my wife's wedding that's coming up. We have some of my kids. I have a 1.5-year-old and I have a 4-month-old baby. You'll see some of them. I also have a 15, 16. She's going to be 16 as well. And she's also starting her own brand. My businesses, obviously, you have a peek into them. Yeah, my relationship with my husband, a little bit, getting a little glimpse of what happens there. Yeah, so it's quite a diverse sort of theme around what I'm doing, just like my life in general, like who my people are. You also see my real best friends.
And how do you feel being followed by cameras everywhere you go with your family? Do you think they understand the whole dynamic of the reality show?
My husband is a part of the entertainment industry. He's been in the entertainment industry for 20 years or so. So I think he very much so understands what he was getting himself into. I think it was more me who was like, not understanding. I think he knew, you know. It was very, very difficult at first, because I was just like, okay, it's a little bit taxing. I'm not used to giving up so much of my time, because I really enjoy work. Like, my work is my everything, you know. So for me to like take so much time to give it to the set or whatever it was very difficult for me. But yeah. I think in the end, you just learn, okay, this is the time that you're giving for this, and that, like, manage your time accordingly.
And are you ready for the fame? Because being on camera comes with fame. Are you?
I don't know. You know, I'm a very quite emotional person, you know, and I'm quite a soft person. But I think... maybe I am. I don't know. I can't say. Can't say, to be honest. Yeah. No, it's a tricky question.
Okay. And one last question. Anything you think people need to, like, keep their attention on, or keep their eyes glued onto their screens? What would you say that one thing could be?
I would say, you know, like, I think there's a few different things that are going to come up. I actually think every episode contains something that's really, like, either really funny or, like, really spicy, or maybe something you didn't even know, maybe about some of the characters that you guys know from before the show, you know. So I think every episode has little tidbits of something new and something exciting. So I don't want to say anything and give away what's coming, but I do think that... once you start watching it, you will want to watch more.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your time.
All right, sure. No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.